I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Angola is mediating peace talks today between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and M23 rebels. The leaders of neighboring countries are trying to foster a peaceful way forward as ongoing clashes threaten to destabilize the region. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says,
the president of Congo has made an offer to the United States for access to the minerals. And of course, in exchange, there would be a U.S. presence in Congo. How the State Department responds to that is yet to be known.
Rebels have seized East Congo's two biggest cities since January. At least 7,000 people have died in the fighting, and 600,000 are on the run. Pray for Unknown Nations and its partners in the DRC as they continue to distribute God's word and train leaders, despite the war raging around them. And how does immigration policy affect international ministry? Bruce Allen with FMI says many employees of Christian organizations in the U.S. are operating on religious worker visas. Members of this group could face difficulty if President Trump enacts proposed travel bans on 41 countries. But Allen says the real game changer for ministries won't be any policies that concern foreigners entering America.
It's that those countries that are on that list of 41 nations may likely take reciprocal action against U.S. travelers.
FMI has a presence in three of the countries under the travel ban consideration, and a fourth one has just extended a ministry invitation to them. Please pray that FMI and other ministries anticipating fallout from changing immigration policies will be of good courage, trusting God to open doors. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.